Well, greetings in Jesus to everyone, and welcome to the April edition of Highways and Byways, the monthly audio magazine. Last month, we shared a special word study on the Trinity as we took excerpts from our weekly radio program. This month, our focus is going to be on the evolution versus creation debate. But that doesn't mean we're going to neglect the regular things that take place each month. We have some excellent musical selections picked out for this month's audio magazine, and the rest of the normal segments will pop up in between everything else. Pastor Hank Niewola is back with us. He has a new road sign segment prepared. We have more from the gospel comedy team of Isaac Airfreight, as well as some thought-provoking comedy minute spots from the Lifeline production folks. What these guys do in a minute is amazing, and they'll challenge your spirit and make you chuckle at the same time. They're just great. I have some end-time reports lined up, too, as we continue to monitor the signs of the times as they relate to the prophecies of end-time events. You know, Jesus said that there would be wars and rumors of wars, disease and pestilence all about, earthquakes in many different places, and false teachers in even more places. We've been especially interested in the latest developments in computer chip technology, and our first report this month will be an update as we bring you a Mark of the Beast update. Well, that pretty much gives you an overview of what lies ahead in this month's audio magazine. Our first song is Standing By, Ready to Spin. So let me just say once again, welcome to Highways and Byways. We're so glad a copy of this found its way into your hands, and we hope you find it to be good Christian fellowship and good company as you travel down the road. We can't take the place of your regular or traditional church, and we wouldn't want to anyway. Highways and Byways is anything but traditional. But we can still have church, you see, because church is not a building. It's the people who come together in the name of the Lord. In fact, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be also. And that's good news, my friend, because I'm here and you're there, and that makes two. We have the required numbers, so let's have church.
Thank you. be there all of my life. Later on, there's a sun. Times get tough, he is gone. Good thing she has a lot of friends. But in the end, a lonely boy stares out the window. Save me, just you.